We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
My daughter got sick this morning, and my mom stepping up. Way to go, Mama Show, stepping up. She had the day off. She drove right out from Blue Springs up north to come sit with Princess Show. But we'll see how she's feeling. I might have to stay at home with my daughter tonight, so our night that we're supposed to hang out together is in jeopardy. I know how much you were looking forward to it and everything that I had planned.
Right.
I haven't told you phase two of the plan. Daryl Bevel, both of you.
Hey, we're both really upset about it.
No, shut up. You know what? Know what time it is. Hey, Vern.
Show.
That's it.
Good morning. Former Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell, he's open for business. Former Jags running back Maurice Jones-Drew, he said on the NFL Network.
I thought you were going to say he was open for business.
He's in a drive-thru somewhere.
Man, we just got him in suits, jackets that match his pants.
He just supersized a number 5 in the drive-thru line. But he also says that teams should be lining up for Le'Veon Bell.
If I feel like I'm on the brink, or if I'm a team that we feel like we're close, I'm going to go spend the money to get Le'Veon Bell because, to me, he's worth 5 wins. Pittsburgh was 13-3 last time he played. They won 8 games, the next year. That's 5 wins to me. That can make a difference.
All right, listen.
The chicken.
But listen, Maurice Jones-Drew is hungry. All right, that's
no question.
Listen,
I'm hungry.
Hell, I've been there right now.
Oh, man.
Hell, I tell you, Jeff Allen's worth 6 wins. That's how hungry I am right now. What I could do.
Got those mini muffins in his pockets.
Like right now, I'm looking at Ryan, and all I can think about is that Chris Jones challenge that he participated in, and I want to challenge myself.
I would love to try that.
Right now. Like, that's how hungry I am. Like, you know, make you say things. Hey, Dustin Colquitt's worth $10 million. So I will give Maurice Jones-Drew a pass. We've all been there. All been there. But
what do you need me to say? Let's just go to commercial.
Because I'm just ready. Let's wrap this thing up. Come on, man. I know he was in L.A. I know he was thinking about Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. He probably had the location mapped and everything. He seemed like the dude that was sitting there in his phone, and he had put it in MapQuest to see how long it would take.
So he seems like you.
17 minutes? Okay. There's a couple of red, yellow there. I can swoop around here, go over to Martin Luther King Boulevard. But he brings up this point. We talked about this last week. I don't think there's anybody coming into this year. We said the Chiefs are in Super Bowl mode. There is not anybody that we should fear. Even the Patriots. We spoke about the Patriots. We said the Chiefs need to make moves because we know the Patriots are going to stand pat. But there is another team, though, that I don't think you have to put on the Patriots level. But there's another team, though, basing off of him talking about Le'Veon Bell, that got me to thinking that you should keep your eye on. And let's allow Serta to get a sports horny bust off here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that is the Indianapolis Colts.
Woo.
The Indianapolis Colts now, and you destroyed them in the divisional round. Okay, all right, Jack, just turn your mic off. You destroyed them in the divisional round. But they are a team. When hungry Maurice Jones-Drew was talking about, who would love some sort of, you know, pie or cake, Maurice Jones-Drew, as he said, if you're close, he can really help you. That's a place that could make you, I think, keep your eye on more. I think you're better than the Colts. They do, I believe, lack playmaking. And I know Serta is in love with Marlon Mack, but I think he's a lot like Kawhi Leonard. I think a lot of people had forgotten about Kawhi Leonard and forgotten because he had just not really played for a full year, and you missed and you saw emergences of other players and you forgot about him. And then he came back with Toronto and you were like, oh, that's that dude that was the best two-way player in the league. Man, you put him with Andrew Luck, who was a top three MVP candidate, with that rebuilt offensive line and a hell of a guy in Quentin Nelson leading the charge on the left side, the best guard in football. And the thing is, they have money, right, Serta? They have money to spend. Their cap space, them and the Jets have the most cap space to spend on a player like this. And the big thing is the way that they draft, Vern. The way that they draft with Chris Ballard and company, they go and they drafted two first-team All-Pros last year. First-team All-Pros. The aforementioned Quentin Nelson, best guard in the league, number five in the middle stand for me. And then the middle linebacker, Leonard. They drafted. They draft well. So when you say they can draft well, they don't have to spend a ton of money on free agents. They could go spend a...
What, are they going to get two All-Pros every single season? Calm down.
I'm not saying they're going to get them every season, but they drafted. Yeah, they don't have seven guys rolling around here not making any contribution like a team close here that we know. Don't know where that came from. I haven't been feeling well. I'm feeling a lot better today. Show's here. But I'm just saying that's a team that you should keep an eye on. That Colts team, defensively, they've got young players and Leonard and Hooker. God, I love saying that kid's name. They got young. They draft Hooker. Well. Ballard has always drafted well. They have retooled that team. Did you need 30 seconds to talk about the Colts team? Because you seem like you're busting at this
team. I mean, if you really want to get crazy, you might compare Malik Hooker to a young Ed Reed. Baller.
You did this. You knew what you...
I didn't know.
You want to start the show talking about the Indianapolis Colts. You had to expect this.
I didn't know he was going Malik Hooker, Ed Reed. I'm sorry. All right, I didn't know he was going there. He could have...
He covers a lot of field.
Whoa, hey, how about this? Look at what the Royals did for Cody Tapp. How about that? That's impressive. Last night was... Cody's Hot Stove Show last night, Royals tweeted out a little promotion for it. That is with Duffman and J.J. Piccolo. They made him a whole thing. That's impressive. They never did that for me.
They did what?
The Royals last night.
You just parachuted in off of just out of nowhere.
Get ready for Royals spring training opener. It's impressive. I've talked about how much work Cody is doing out there in Surprise, Arizona. You can find it all at 610sports.com. But the Royals apparently last night tweet out, get ready for Royals spring training opener on Saturday by tuning in to @610sportsKC tonight at 6 for the Hot Stove Show, including a visit from @Duffman. And they made this whole graphic.
They really did. I'm looking at it now. Hosted by Cody Tapp.
Yeah.
They never did this stuff for you.
Cody's been doing some incredible
obvious
work out there. You know, some of the best coverage I've ever seen. I mean,
he has really stepped this up in a major way.
Because we're not licensed, I didn't think. Wow, they even put like the Royals logo right before Hot Stove Show. I was told we had to call it Vern's Hot Stove because they really didn't want their name.
It appears that they feel more comfortable with him.
Like the Royals logo is used. Because Royals Hot Stove Show hosted by Cody Tapp. Wow.
Somebody put some work into that graphic. It is a very nice graphic.
Hold on. Him Duffy. I always had to record with him.
I feel like a little soy sauce coming from you.
I was surprised by it. Sorry. We can get back to the Colts. I was just surprised to see it.
No, I like this. I feel like a little sense of salt because one could read into that the Royals clearly are more happy with Cody Tapp. Clearly reaching out to do more things with Cody Tapp and promoting Cody Tapp.
No, that's as they should. Yeah, Cody's doing a great job.
He's incredible at talking baseball. He's also incredible at baking. he's clearly been giving them some of his baked goods.
I remember the conversation. We're going to go with Vern's hot stove.
Because they didn't want it, Royals to be a part of it. I thought it was just because you were slipping and you couldn't get sponsors anymore.
Okay. Do they follow him on Twitter? Because the Royals do not follow me on Twitter.
And you have.
I believe they do.
They can't.
I believe they
hold on.
Do.
The Royals never followed you on Twitter?
No.
You did work for the Royals. The Royals follow you on Twitter.
Why would I make this up? Oh, I got it right here. I'm looking. Damn.
Did they follow you and then did they unfollow you?
No, they've never followed me on Twitter. It's Twitter. It's not that big of a deal. I'm happy for Cody. Again, check out the work at 610sports.com as the Royals Hot Stove Show.
I thought it was going to be Cody's Hut. Cody's Hut.
So did I. No, so did I. But they even have the Always Royal logo there in the little write-up.
Well, maybe you look at it this way, because I do sense a little soy sauce from you.
I'm sorry if that's coming across.
Maybe you built this to this now that it was your building. Okay.
I'm not looking for that show.
Maybe it's the videos. No. I don't know.
But that's nice. How many followers do the Royals have?
From the 816, Vern, looks like no one at the Royals actually liked you.
They've got over 1 million.
Oh, my
God. I'm pretty sure the White Sox are following Cody.
I remember people with the Royals be like, man, you really got to get this show off of
Sunday mornings. Now listen, you got to promise you're not going to take this out on Cody.
I'm not.
Because it's
– What
listen,
if I said that – all right.
Well, you – the first –
Are you okay?
Stop.
The first, right. I'm just saying, don't take this out on Cody because it's perceived that he's doing much better work than you are at this short period of time.
He's crushing it. I actually had a meeting with Speck yesterday, and we talked about how much Cody is crushing it out there this year.
913, the Royals gave Cody Tapp a World Series ring. No, they didn't. It might have, listen.
At least one of those, miniature replica trophies.
Here, you know what? It's me. We know how many of the Royals feel about me.
Right.
It's because you're closely working with me that I think that's what it is. Although
don't feel slighted.
Oh, I know you don't. Tinge of soy sauce coming from you. A tinge.
Oh, it's nice to see that the Royals are really getting behind.
Although I would say I was not around when they didn't follow you last year. So that could be me, but probably not. Well, congratulations, Cody. Great job, and the Royals and Cody should be a fantastic partnership. Our Royals insider, working with a terrific relationship with the Kansas City Royals, Cody Tapp. You can hear every Thursday. And also, if you're following the Royals, they'll be able to share with you what things are upcoming on Hot Stove.
All right, you're laying it on a little
bit. I'm just shooting out, man. Cody, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.